7:52, and it's Boots and Salutes time, and we start with you. Good morning. You're on the air for Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, guys. I have two boots, if I may, please. The first one is to the federal Liberals and the NDP members. Yesterday, after question period, they had a vote on the motion that the Conservatives put forward to have Terry Lynn McClintock removed from the Healing Lodge and put back behind bars where she belongs, and they voted against it. I can only conclude that these members defend the rights of child-murdering criminals and have no morals at all. Shame on them. The other boot, again, is for the federal Liberals. They're famous for saying, oh, our hearts go out too. But I have never once heard them say, God bless, or you're in our prayers. I guess Liberals believe there is no higher power than themselves. They're disgusting. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a boot for Mayor Charlie Clark there, just in regards to these bridges that open, the traffic bridge and, of course, the North Bridge. You know, the guy comes across, he's taking all the credit about, you know, the ceremonies for this bridge. And when these bridges were going to get built, it was all Mayor Acheson, and he should get the credit, and he should have been invited to the ceremonies. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I like to boot all these governments and issues about this carbon tax. I'm sick and tired of it. The government and the big CP Rail and all them guys, they shut down all the tracks. You got all these semis going down the highways burning more fuel than trains ever did. It's just stupid. Have a good one.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree with that first caller about that girl that should be back in jail. Just remember, people, there's an election coming up next year. That's where you make your play. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a boot for the parliament. I feel it's very, very wrong for what Trudeau said about that little girl and what would have happened if it was one of theirs. Children that got killed. I just feel that that lady should be put back in jail to serve out a 10 or 12 year sentence yet. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, a salute to the Premier's fighting the carbon tax. And get rid of the Liberals. We don't need them. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to boot the opening ceremonies of the Victoria Bridge. They didn't sing O Canada. You think they would have sang O Canada. The kids were there, adults would have joined in, but they didn't do it. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute that first lady that got on there. She had it exactly right. The Liberals think that there is no power greater than themselves. Right on. Way to go. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the boot Doug Ford. Go home.
Good morning. You're up next on Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'm just wondering, how much longer do we have to listen to that Dr. Pincus and his vitamin D3 on Sunday mornings? It's just a recording that's been on for years now. Just checking.
All right. Thank you. And it's a paid programming announcement that we're pleased to bring to the Saskatchewan's biggest radio audience. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I, too, have a big boot for these Liberal idiots. We have an election next year, and anybody out west here that's got anybody out east or friends of any kind out there or know anybody that lives out east, make damn sure we get these guys out of there. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Enough of all this politics and all that. Salute to the Blades last night for winning in Edmonton. Let's see some more crowds out at Fast Place for these guys, okay? Talk to you there. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Doug Ford for Prime Minister. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The guy that was booting Doug Ford, it sounds like he has the Andrea Horvath sniffles. Thank you.
Good morning, CJWW. You're on Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. This lady talking about vitamin D. Well, there's a big difference between vitamin D and D3. Maybe she should get some information on that, and then she would understand what he's talking about. Dr. Pincus is a very good doctor. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there. Go ahead. Don't listen to the radio. You're on the air.
Pardon me?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'd like to...
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wish that lady with the cigarette butts had sent me some. I got a recipe.
938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind this morning on Boots and Salutes. Anything.
Anything?
Well, just about anything. Interesting text came in, a boot for the ticket office. They had to pay $80 for a ticket at the Reiner game that sold for $46 when you contact the ticket office. So I'm thinking they're talking about the secondary sellers.
Ah, the guys standing out in the parking lot.
Yeah. Or even, well, there was the whole Ticketmaster thing, right?
Well, okay, let's talk about that for just a second, if we may.
Mm-hmm.
If you are prepared to pay, it's what the market will bear, right?
Yes, it is.
No, nobody needs to, it's not like a requirement of your life that you need to go to a concert or you need to go to a game. You choose to do that, ergo you choose to pay whatever it is that somebody wants for, right? It's just like buying antiques. An antique is really worth nothing except what somebody is willing to pay for it.
That is correct.
So if we stopped paying outrageous prices to the secondary sellers, they would stop doing that because they do that because people will pay for that. Now, if it was life and death, like, you know, I'd pay a lot for air or water, for example. Yeah. I get that, right? But concert tickets, game events, I don't know.
If the market is there to support it, hey?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Vic Dubois' Coffee Talk this morning. Let's get some joy in our lives.
Here, here.
There you go. And on that note, we're going to cut things off today on Boots and Salutes. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got Legendary Country from Kenny Chesney and Alan Jackson going to drop by. And the Sask Milk Cash Cow. Yes, it's time to do the chores with CJWW, and your opportunity to do them and win a pail full of cash and prizes is coming up on the other side of 8 o'clock. Boots and Salutes this morning have been brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.